This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden and I'm joined by Cassandra Page. Hello, Cass.
He's not wrong.
I'm always right. And also by Joel Dusha.
Hello.
From Plumbing the Death Star and Thumb Cramps. And Thumb Cramps.
And Thumb Cramps.
And Thumb Cramps.
Yeah, we reviewed salads. It was good.
Yes. I believe salads were three of the top 50 games of the year last year.
Games of all time.
Of all time.
And I believe it was salads as a concept was also an entry on that
I
list.
It was like three or four salads in a row. So what are the odds?
Yeah.
Today's topic is plasma.
Hell yeah. What the fuck is plasma? What's going on?
I know there's two kinds of plasma. Plasma blood and plasma the state of matter. Which would you like to know? I have a very, very loose understanding of both of them.
Give there's it also, to us loose!
There's also a third one, which is the plasma one? Rifle in Halo.
Oh, true.
No, but does that shoots the plasma matter.
Though. Whoa, plasma matter.
Plasma state, sorry.
What's plasma TV? Is that just got plasma in it? I suppose so.
I wouldn't have blood plasma, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah, I guess out of the two, probably more likely the
is blood
state
plasma
of matter.
And...
Plasma matter.
Different?
Yes. So, plasma is in blood.
Yep.
It's like the main ingredient in blood, but not the red blood cells, I think.
So it's the water, not the cordial.
Yes. So I gave plasma the other day because I'm a massive fucking hero.
Yeah, did you get a sausage roll or something off?
Oh, you betcha. They had a milkshake machine there.
Four.
Self-serve milkshake machine.
I got to donate blood.
You got to. And then I went there. Oh, wait, didn't have any ice cream for the milkshake machine. So I was like, well, what the
those
fuck?
Those fucking dogs. Ask for the plasma back.
Yeah,
drink it.
I'll have it back, please. But they take out a lot. So basically they take out all your blood. Not all of it, but
of it.
A lot of your blood. And then they separate the red blood cells from the plasma, and I assume other stuff gets separated out. And then they have this big bag of, like, golden liquid, and that is plasma, and they make stuff out of that.
What do they make out of it?
Medicines, I think. I'm pretty sure it's medicines.
They make medicines? So they don't just put it in someone?
They might put it in someone. I think you mostly put blood in someone. You put whole blood in, I think.
What's your blood type?
I'm A positive.
Whoa.
Is that fine to say? Like, you can't dox my blood type, can you? That doesn't mean anything.
What? Okay, talk me through why you're worried about revealing
your blood
type. I'm
not worried now, but for a second I was like, it seems like personal medical information.
Do you know what? Yeah, that was scary for me as well.
Just for like half a second, I was like, well, that's, do I just put out the medical, but who cares?
Whatever. I've spoken about the shape of my penis in multiple podcasts.
That's fine. No one can confirm that.
What is the shape of your penis, by the way? Actually, I've seen it, so it's
yeah.
I've heard it described.
Mm. Mm. Straight. Like an arrow.
Bends up, really, actually.
Yeah, I've heard
it bends
the opposite.
Up, I saw.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I took that. I don't know the plasma, and they take out fucking heaps. I was looking at it. Like, it's a bag. Like, it was nearly a liter of plasma. And I was like, that's like 1% of my whole body weight is just out of my body now, and it's all the liquid of
my blood.
Did you
feel light? Did you feel good?
I felt very dry. Yeah.
Well, your insides were no longer wet.
Yeah. I got dry skin at the best of times, and I feel like the next day I was like, oh, why is my skin so dry? Like, oh, because they took out all my liquid.
My goo! My precious
goo! Yeah, so that's the first type of plasma.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, donate blood if you want. It's fun.
I'm going to do it. Less because I care about people and more because I'm curious about my blood type and I know that they'll tell me.
Blood type, if you know your blood type, it basically doesn't matter. Like if you go to the hospital and even if you're a doctor and you've got one of those sound like little things that say, I have A positive blood, they'll go, okay, I don't believe you. We're going to give you the blood everyone can have, because if you're wrong, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to know your blood type.
But I just want to know.
It's good to know. It's fine.
Wait. So if you need emergency blood, it's always going to be the same blood.
Yeah. I can't remember which one it is. I think it's...
Is it AB?
There's one that's a universal donor and everyone can have it. And there's one blood type that's a universal...
Acceptor.
So any blood type could do it. I can't remember which one's which. Maybe O positive or something. I don't know. But if you have that, they'll give you that type if you're in hospital. If you're for like an emergency thing, obviously they know.
Otherwise, they'll
just
check and give you the.
Yeah, but if you're rushed into ICU and you're bleeding out, there's no point going like, I have A positive blood. Because if it's wrong, your body rejects the blood and it's.
And now, yeah.
I think it's not good. I don't know if you die, but I can't.
Well, you get blood poisoning.
Can't be good. Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
It is.
You just got random. Because your body doesn't recognize it as blood, I don't think. So you just got random shit in your veins, essentially.
yuck.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's crazy that you can get around with someone else's blood in you. It's crazy that works.
That really feels like. That feels like medieval technology that's like really hanging on. This man's running out of blood. Let's put in more blood.
Yeah.
That doesn't work with anything else in the body.
No. What's with fecal matter transplants.
Organ donors? Transplants.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess so.
Fecal matter transplants.
Yeah, get another fella's shit put in your guts.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do it live.
If you... What?
Do it live. Take a shit in my stomach.
Yeah, well...
A hole in a hole's good too.
Would a fecal... So a fecal transplant, people don't know. It's literally... Because people have like... There's like billions of types of flora... I was going to say flora and fauna, but no, just flora in your gut biome. And if you're missing some, you can't replace it because it's all gone. It's gone extinct. So you got to get from the other person's poo. They cut you open. Mm-hmm. They put someone else's poo in your bowel.
And then you shit someone else's shit.
And then you shit someone else's shit, but it what's the word?
Populates?
I guess
repopulates. You shit someone else's shit?
Yeah, because you get your shit put in your stomach.
I don't think it's that much. I think
in my mind it was a whole log.
Yeah, it actually could be. It could be two logs.
It's not two logs.
It could be two logs.
You're not a doctor. You don't know. It could be two fat logs.
And then like it doesn't matter because you're not tasting it. It's just in your guts.
But that's what I was going to ask. If you ate someone's shit, would it also work?
I don't think so.
Why wouldn't it?
Well, your stomach acid kills a lot of bugs as you're
eating. But that's where the shit's going.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Does it go into your stomach or does it go into your bowel?
Bypasses the stomach, acid.
That probably makes sense.
Yeah.
Could you shove a frozen turd up your own ass? And would that work?
Yeah, but intestines.
Intestines are bowels, aren't they?
Bowel is further up, isn't it?
Yes.
You're not.
Here is an embarrassing thing. I don't know. Here's what I think. Here's what I used to... Okay, I'll take you through a little bit of my brain history.
Yes.
I used to think the bowel was like a big sack, and then you had your intestines somewhere. And then I think I learned that the bowel is intestines, and now I'm confused by what you just said.
You have your phone right next to you.
That's true, I can look it up.
Let's look it up.
I assume the bowels were your intestines.
I think it's either way, toward your the intestines... end, but if you have... All I can think of... If you do anal, you don't put your penis in a bowel.
Well, no,
we would have heard about that, right?
No, you do. So intestines are bowels.
No, but the last little bit.
Yeah,
well, that's intestines, isn't it?
You mean
no, it's not.
Rectum.
What's the There's a. You're saying there's a border of some other kind of tube between your lower intestines.
There is. There's another
sphincter. Oh yeah, maybe there is actually.
Otherwise, you'd have poo at the hole all the time.
Ready to go.
That's true. I guess there is a second sphincter.
There's another sphincter
further
up.
It's like the airlock.
Yeah.
But isn't the airlock just intestines as well? What else is it? That's what I mean. Because if you bang a pill up your bum, your body absorbs it.
Yeah, that's true.
Boofing.
Yeah, we talked about this last time you were on a thing because I wanted to shove a vodka-soaked tampon up my ass, but no one will do it with me.
Yeah. I reckon.
Why can't you do that by yourself?
Because that's crazy to do by yourself. It's sad and nuts if you do it by yourself.
I think
me and Joel were doing it, that's funny and interesting.
Especially,
I'm over for that.
Yeah.
Only if you participate.
You have to do it, though. You can't.
There's no watching. There's only doing.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's fair enough.
But also, we're not watching while we do it.
Oh, no. It's like...
But also, how do we have to do it at the same time, I would
duck
think.
Behind a couch.
Yeah, I think it'd
everyone
be a
ducks
blanket
behind
or something.
A different couch.
Yeah.
You just...
What? Duck behind a different couch.
It's all right if there's like a 30-second... there'll be longer than a 30-second delay because you got to figure out how it's going up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think it'd be fun to talk to each other. Be like, oh, is yours in? Mine's in. Oh, my God. I'm feeling it.
I think that it would be awesome to learn how to smoke cigarettes with your arsehole.
Is that a thing you can do?
I've seen... Can't remember if it was fiction or non-fiction, but with a pussy smoking a
but
cigarette.
That's different.
You could do that.
You can suck.
Because you can, yeah. That's queefing.
You can suck air into the vagina using the vagina, and then you can puff it out.
I guess then I'm jealous I don't have a vagina.
But I think I've seen someone butt queef, I think. Because isn't there
that's
a thing?
Fart?
No, 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 no. Oh, it's Adam Cannavale. Hi, Adam Cannavale.
Hey, listeners, wave at Adam Cannavale through your phone.
He walked away. You missed him. But no, I remember in primary school,
uh-huh.
It was a fun trick that one or maybe multiple kids could do, and these were boy kids, would because this is like school camp, 11 p.m., like, oh, we should have been a bed hours ago.
Oh, yeah.
And we're past the point of no return, boys. This is silly times.
Where you crawl on the floor, and you put your butt in the air, and then you can suck a fart into your butt and then fart it out again. I watched a few boys do that in
butt
my time.
Okay, beefs.
So I think you could buckweave.
Which means that if you put a cigarette at the lips of the arsehole, you could probably get a bit of...
I love that Hinder song.
Yeah, lips of
the lips of an arsehole. Yeah. But then you get... Would your fart smell better or worse?
With
smokers
cigarettes.
Kind of have bad breath.
Do you know what?
It would smell like cigarettes, so
it's part of your preference.
So once in high school, my friend revealed that she was like, hey... I understand why farts smell bad because it's like someone takes a shit and goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, if you butt queef, it wouldn't do that because you're not sucking it to where the shit.
Yeah, but have you had an enema? Like as in like, have you had an enema before you butt queef? Because if not, then the same things happen.
No, because if we're talking about the airlock,
I think
we'd only go in the airlock where there's no poo unless you're about to poo.
Yeah. There might be.
So is that what happens when you feel like you need to poo as the poo goes in the airlock?
No, because that's
missile's
like...
ready. We're locked and loaded here. There's only one sphincter separating poo from outside now. We have to go.
Yeah, that's where
that's
I guess...
the sensation?
I think that's that sensation of like, oh, we're almost crowning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, it's really getting
there. We're ready to go.
Yeah.
Mm, battle stations.
Mm.
The other kind of plasma is a state of matter that I sort of don't really understand.
Mm-hmm. And that's the plasma TV, plasma rifle.
Yes.
Plasma other example thing.
So it's characterized by the presence of significant portion of charged particles.
We're charging the particles, getting them excited. They're jumping up and down. The electrons are going fucking mental.
Wait, here, how about this? I'll do some plasma facts for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So stuff like neon is plasma.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
Like in the signs.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning is plasma.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning's plasma?
Yeah. I read something somewhere one time that fire is a plasma, but I don't know if that's true.
People argue about fire heaps. Is that right? People don't know what fire is.
Well, it's not a solid or a gas or a liquid. Oh, there we go. Fire is also a plasma.
Okay.
According to theguardian.com.
The Guardian's trustworthy-ish.
Yeah. That's probably their lefty bias, though.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Yeah, that's plasma. If you had to guess, right, so there's... The main states of matter, solid, liquid, gas, we know that. There's also like a handful more that are sort of just weird in between.
Plasma
is one of them. There's also some other shit that I've never heard of, and I don't care for it, so I won't be speaking. I won't
don't
be giving them a
it.
Platform. But out of those four, in the whole universe, what do you think is the most popular one?
Gas.
Gas, solid, liquid.
What is there the most of in the whole entire universe?
It's either gas or plasma, I would guess.
Yeah, it's got to be gas or plasma. Giants.
You can't have two guesses.
Okay, well, if Joel is guessing gas, I'm going to say plasma.
Plasma is the most abundant form of ordinary matter in the universe.
Congratulations, Cass.
Mostly in stars. So the sun. I guess the sun is all plasma because it's a constant explosion, I guess.
It's going bang. Lots of fire. Bang. I was thinking of the gas giants and I didn't even think of the stars.
Yeah, you got to think about the stars.
I'm never thinking about the stars.
I've been watching a lot of Neil deGrasse Tyson videos.
Oh, yeah?
I'm getting into space. I'm going to be a space guy, I reckon.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's an awesome guy.
Mm. Is he? Oh, is he canceled or
no,
something?
I don't think he's canceled. He's just annoying.
Yeah, he's kind of annoying, but he's a nerd.
He's always...
I think you can't...
He got too big for his boots online. He might also be canceled, but that I can't comment on.
Well, I don't know about that. But I think if you have the job as... He's the... CEO, not CEO.
CEO of science?
He's the CEO of space, Neil deGrasse Tyson. I think you can't do that job without being a bit annoying. Like Carl Sagan, pretty annoying guy.
Yeah, but like Neil deGrasse Tyson was like doing stuff like posting about how movies are inaccurate, but it's like...
Oh, that's true.
And also like he was doing stuff like that and getting it wrong.
That's good. I think that's fun.
That's fun.
Not everyone needs to be cool. You need annoying people in the world.
No, that's the thing. He thinks he is cool.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah, probably.
So, like, when he wasn't cool, he was cool. But then he's like, I'm cool. And everyone's like, no, you stink now.
Yeah. That's One Direction logic.
What do you mean that's One Direction logic?
It's like the What Makes You Beautiful song.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but if someone... Have you ever
thought... You don't know you're cool. That's what makes you cool.
Yeah.
It's sort of true, though.
Have you ever... If someone is standing there being like, fuck, I need to do something that makes me look cool, whatever they're about psychos. To do will not seem cool, and they're psychopaths.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you know what? Yeah.
Have you ever stopped and thought about how cool am I? Like, as in, because you have that thought, and then I bet you immediately weren't like, oh no, I'm not cool. There is no way you have that thought, and then you're like, oh no, I'm a cool person.
Yeah. I'm awesome.
Yeah.
I think if you still do that and you are older than 19, you need to reevaluate. The way you see yourself in the world.
Yeah, if you're over 19 and you're like, I'm a cool guy.
I'm cool and I want to be cool.
Yeah, bad
you're
luck.
Stupid.
In 10 years,
grow up.
You're going to be one of those people that everyone hates because they're going to claim they peaked in high school.
Yeah. Or the people who are even worse, who everyone knows they peaked in high school, but they don't say it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Very depressing to be around.
It is. It's actually
but
awful.
Great news, listeners. If that is you, you've got plenty of time to turn
you
it
can
around.
Change.
Stop trying.
You're not cool.
Yeah, it's good.
If you want to. Yeah.
Like, you might actually be a bit cool, but the moment that you stop thinking about how cool you are, you'll become cooler.
Actually, you know what? I think.
As a teenager, if you think you're cool, and you probably can be cool. But...
I reckon early 20s, you could probably be cool. But I think once you're like nearly 30, like over 20, like 26 and up, if you're thinking about being cool, oh boy.
Turning 30 is an automatic, like, the least
you
cool thing
be
you
cool
can do.
If you're 30.
Uncool.
You're a dork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grow up and get younger.
Grow up. Just embrace being a dork. It's better.
You got a lot to learn, Cass. Yeah. We'll take you under our wing.
Yeah. I thank.
Because we're not cool. Wink. Get it? We're not cool.
Well, now I don't think
I actually
cool.
don't even care about being cool. So I actually don't care.
I've done cool podcasting for the last 10 years of my life.
Yeah. You got no chance.
Yeah,
zero chance.
Yeah. And cool is cool on paper. Is cool a cooler vibe?
I don't know.
I'm
confused by the question.
It actually, although I will say with the podcasting thing, though, it does feel good to look down at people.
Say no more. I agree.
Exactly. It's cool. It feels good to look down on people who are embarrassing themselves far worse than me.
Oh, yeah,
and I've had a
good
podcast for 12 years.
Yeah.
Like, if
you had every opportunity to really fuck it.
Yeah.
Just to really do.
No, no,
dirty
I don't even
stuff.
Mean that. It's just like people like think they're cool, but then they actually have me on the sidelines looking down at them being like, what a loser. And I'm a professional podcaster.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If that's happening to you. It's like people that get into fights online. Shut up.
Why? Don't do that. Yeah.
Or in person.
At least in person, there's some, like...
It's like stakes or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there's stakes, and also, usually, if there's a fight in person, something is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're making it out.
Because you can turn your computer off.
Yeah.
You can walk away.
That's true. Don't get sucked in.
Unless, obviously, it's, like, a situation where a fight is deserved, when there is plenty of situations where that is the case, but most of the time, they do not take place online.
No. Have
you ever been in an internet fight and then looked back over the internet fight comments?
Yeah.
It's
I once, there is an, actually, maybe I shouldn't, fuck it, I'll say it. It's embarrassing and I can be embarrassed. That's okay. You're allowed to be embarrassed.
It's all right.
Here's a time I was cringe and then I was cringe on top of it. Would you like to hear it?
Yes!
So
yes!
I was 19 or so. So I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. Remember that.
Dangerous
Actually,
period.
I think it might have been 20.
Let's pretend you're 19 for my our friendship.
Head
friendship.
Yeah. Anyway, I got into some fight online.
Was it about death grips?
It was close.
Oh no.
It was I was in this Facebook group that was this horrible like group of guys.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
They all loved like just hip hop and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's obviously like 90%. 95% like white 16
teenagers.
To 17 year olds.
Yep.
So kind of the worst people that there are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a white 16 to 17 year old man, you don't know now, but you will learn that you suck.
But it's all right. You will get better.
You'll get better. It's
you'll
all right.
Get better.
It's okay.
Unless you think you're great
Power
now.
Through,
and then
yeah.
You keep thinking
you
are great. You
might
great
be
now.
All right. You might be fine. Probably not. Anyway, so it's all four of them. And I got into this fight. I can't remember what the fight was about. But it would have been embarrassing.
MC Ride can't rap.
What the fuck did you just say, bro?
He's just yelling, bro.
Yeah. That group was where I first saw people calling each other King. Like, hey, King, what's up? But it was like fully earnest.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And I think looking back, probably full of incels and like men's rights activists. Mm-hmm. I got into a big fight there about like there's like a lineup came out of a famous festival that had no women on the bill at all. So everyone was being like, oh, there's no bias in the music industry. They're just not good enough to be on the bill. I'm like, fucking listen to yourself. Do the math. Like 50% of people are women approximately. So if there was no bias, 50% of the rappers on that stage would be women just by statistics. Mm-hmm. Anyway, whatever. Shit like that. And then I'll get into this big, long fight. But then the even more embarrassing bit was I recorded a podcast the next day, and that podcast is called The Weekly Mutants. And I
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think I might recount comment for comment the internet fight.
What did your co-host Duncan have to say about
it? Probably nothing. It was probably really boring and stupid and bad content.
Yeah. That's good. And so that's anyway. Just out there. And the listeners can find that.
That's out there in the world.
The easiest way to find that is to listen to The Weekly Mutants, which is available on all podcast platforms.
Yes.
From episode one, just go through it. Yeah. You'll find it eventually.
Oh, you'll hit it.
Yeah. Yeah. I listened back to the first episode of that podcast, and I speak with like a weird, almost American accent for some reason.
That's really?
I guess because like the first time maybe I recorded my voice, so I was like
scared.
Is that what
putting
I sound
on something?
Like?
I don't know. But I was like,
you hit record and got scared.
I guess so, yeah. Hello. Yeah, it was weird. But
That's fucked up.
Called the shops the mall. What did I do that for? I didn't call it the mall.
You drinking weird. Some soda and eating some candy?
Yeah, basically. It was very strange. Anyway, bad podcast. Don't listen to it. Although someone messaged me the other day. We were like, hey, I used to listen to this. I was really depressed and it really helped. I'm like,
oh, that's nice. Just lovely.
Yeah, I didn't respond. I probably should.
In many ways, this is the response.
This is the spot. I don't know if they listen to this, but you know, whatever.
It's funny if they didn't make the jump. Like, Weekly Mutants, yeah, it rocks. Hayden's hosting a new podcast. I don't care.
Someone messaged me the other day, and they were listening to the Weekly Mutants, and then found this podcast, and they was like, oh, it's the guy from the Weekly Mutants. Like, but no one listened to that first show? It was like they joined the dots, and they went not the other way around?
When you guessed it on Plumbing the Death Star, like, 6 years ago, we got, like, one or two messages being like, whoa, it's weird you know the Weekly Mutants, guys. I think you guys may have... I think you might have done the Velvet Underground thing, where only 100 people listened to your podcast, but all 100 of those people went on to start a podcast.
Yeah, maybe. That could be it. We did have a very weird sort of cult not cult following. That's very much too grandiose words. But we had a lot of people like getting involved and doing stupid shit and
so
like
communal.
putting in like hours and hours of their life, like watching movies that someone did something.
They watched a music video.
Yes, yes, we had. So the Weekly Munez, by the way, I don't think we ever said, is a podcast that I used to host with my friend Duncan about Frankie Muniz. And the idea for the show was that we'll never finish until we get him on for an interview.
So the show's still going.
The show's still going. We have an episode that we recorded. We also have his personal phone number, which I'll explain how we got that in the episode. Anyway, so yeah, we watched, he had a music video, who's a drummer for a while, Frankie mm-hmm. Muniz, and we watched this music video like 50 times in a row. There was context to it. That wasn't a random number. I think he had said he'd watched that music video like 49 times in a row.
Yep.
So, oh, we're going to break his record. And we'll watch it 50 times in a row. And then one of our listeners watched it like 52 times in a row and like did a time. Anyway, people did stupid shit like that all the time.
That rules.
It was cool. It was yeah. great. Bring it back.
Well, you can. You have that power.
I will.
And your good friend Duncan, I believe, is in the same country
yeah,
as you now.
Yeah, well, it sort of slowed down after Duncan moved to Vancouver forever.
Why don't you get about this show? Back. Why have you got me here? Get Duncan on.
I'll get Duncan on. Yeah, well, maybe we'll relaunch. And then
this is the biggest, like, hype up and spice for a podcast that may never come back. And listeners are going to go find it because you've just sold it incredibly well.
Did I? Well, I'll tell you what, maybe I'll do. And this is very funny to do because listeners, if you listened to an episode a couple of weeks ago with Zoe, Cass and Zoe promised that by the time the episode was released, they would have a new episode of Being Hot is Hard out. And then
yes.
I had to, because we said it so many times and Cass was so confident, was going like, 100%, it'll definitely be out. And we kept referencing it, so I couldn't edit it out. So I had to edit me in saying, it's not out. they didn't do it. Sorry. But I'm going to do the same thing.
Hey!
Maybe I'll edit the episode. Oh, shit. You know what? I'll edit the episode, and maybe I'll put it out that we recorded like a year or two ago. And then we'll record it.
That's way more recent than I thought.
Yeah, and then we'll put it out. It's the story of how we got Frankie Muniz's personal phone number.
Do
you give the phone number out on air?
Obviously, yes.
Give him a call!
It should be public knowledge. We definitely shouldn't have the phone number. I think it was definitely a breach of something. You'll have to find out!
Well, this is a huge... almost felt like an episode of the Weekly Muniz.
Yeah, this is all spice.
We'll get to get that back going again.
Yeah. Get Duncan on this show. I've heard the listeners now. They're screaming for Duncan time.
Duncan. He's a good boy.
And yeah, listeners, if you go back to the Weekly Muniz, I strongly recommend it, but treat it like you've unearthed a hidden recording by the world's most famous band before they blew up.
Yeah, it was recorded.
It's like if you found a Beatles demo from the 50s.
Yeah.
It's exactly like that.
Mm.
We used to record.
It's rough around the edges.
It's rough. I was going to say, we used to record it with one microphone between us. This is early days of podcasting.
Yeah.
This is the wild west of podcasting, okay? No one had studios with cameras in it.
Yeah.
No one was doing it. It was just weird shit that no one really listened to. But yeah, it was, no celebrities had podcasts back then. Okay.
Yeah.
This was real shit. It was real art.
Yeah.
Before it was gentrified. so it was recorded with one microphone between the two of us, at my computer, at my parents' house where there was a bird cage, like just outside my room. So there's constantly bird sounds.
That's good.
And then because I would edit it at my computer, I didn't hear the bird sounds in the recording because I was hearing them in real life. And so it took me ages to actually notice. It wasn't until we got into like a really, I had this podcast beef with this guy. You'll catch up if you listen to it. Anyway, he's a guy from America and he was making fun of us being like, there's all these bird recordings in the fucking podcast. And he ate a whole fruit roll up on his show. This show sucks. It was good.
See, that's good. That's like, that's where podcasting should go back to.
Yeah. Yeah.
One microphone, birds and roll ups.
Yeah. It was heavily inspired by the first season of The Worst Idea of All Time, Tim Batt and Guy Montgomery's podcast, because that show sounds like shit. It's awesome. But it adds to the vibe because they're going crazy.
Then in a full circle, the Weekly Muniz had me and Jackson guest on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also had the Worst Idea of All Time guest on Plumbing the Death Star.
There you go.
We connected.
Guy Montgomery's been on this show before I was on this show.
Everything's all coming together. Ouroboros or whatever.
Unfortunately, Guy Montgomery's gotten significantly more famous, so
yeah.
He probably won't come back on.
Yeah, that's
unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately for us.
Real bummer.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's good news to the listeners. They've got a whole new podcast to go listen to.
Yeah. How many episodes? 50 or something?
Oh, God. It was every week for 3 years, but sometimes Jesus. There was months between weeks. So
months between weeks.
Yeah, a long time. I don't know, maybe 50 or 60 or something.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and listen to it.
Great. Well, because I keep, because every year I get like $180 taken out of my account because I keep forgetting to cancel the podcast subscription
service.
Yeah,
that's good.
And because
bring it over to Sandspit.
That's what I should do, really. Maybe I'll get Zampa to host it. Because I can't, if I cancel it, it just automatically, can't finish out the year.
Yep.
So I have to go to the exact date that it renews and then cancel it. Anyway, very annoying.
76 episodes.
76.
Woo! The most recent episode was in 2021, and it's all about Frankie's gender reveal party.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you've said Frankie's. I'm guessing you mean
his baby.
Child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listeners, the funniest thing you could do is to go to the Weekly Muniz and download every episode. There's a lot of you listening to Shut Up a Second.
Big bump.
Get that bump.
Get that swass bump.
That'd okay. be huge.
Can I read the description?
Of what?
The most recent one.
Sure.
This week, the boys find out the gender of Frankie's baby. They also find out that Duncan doesn't know how to piss into a jar and that Hayden doesn't know how to piss into a bottle.
Okay.
As if you don't want to listen to that.
That's a really bad. I'm not happy with that.
You're not happy with that.
Well, I didn't know how to piss into a bottle, and I didn't know Duncan didn't know how to piss into a jar. Yeah,
both of those seem very easy to piss into, but you're just got to make sure when
we're talking about it.
We're talking about it.
When you need to piss, what don't you understand about pissing into a bottle?
Oh, I can't remember. I don't know.
If someone ever read an episode description back to me, I'd be like, what the fuck are you saying to me?
Luckily with this show, it's just the same copy and pasted thing, everyone.
Hey, can I tell you my favorite bit of Plasma History?
Yes. You got to tell me quick because I am thinking about the jars and bottles.
The jars of piss.
How do you not know how to piss into a jar?
I think I probably do. I imagine.
You put
your though the up. Plasma globe
yep.
was invented by Nikola Tesla.
That's huge.
That's Tesla so coil? Long ago. No.
With a jar, you just put your penis.
No.
This is obviously for a penis haver.
Yep.
Someone wielding cock.
I think I'd
someone yeah. wielding
wielding cock.
And you know me, I wield cock.
Yeah. Yeah, because you just like angle it in the jar properly and you're just going to make sure you're not just pissing full
Brother,
steam
I
ahead.
Know how to piss in a jar but and a bottle.
Well, that episode description is a little
We've worse. Read the description. You wrote
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you put a little bit of mayo on some stuff in a podcast. And hey, I do know how to piss in a bottle, I think.
Now.
Now maybe I've learned. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever pissed in a bottle.
I've only pissed into bottles that I knew that my entire dick could fit in.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, I've never pissed into
lots of freaking.
Yeah, every bottle in the world.
Whoa!
I was trying to think of an example of a tiny necked bottle, but I don't know. I can't think. It's hard.
Oh
isn't
my
it?
God, it's really difficult.
Yeah, what's a tiny bottle? Freaking perfume bottles.
Oh, perfume bottles.
Got it.
Yeah, a huge one.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
got it.
Fuck, you got us.
All right, give me a second. I'll think of something funny back to say.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the first
we'll
name
edit
for
out
plasma?
The silence. Yes, please.
The first name for plasma was called radiant matter.
Radiant matter.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I guess
so. William Crookes was like, this is radiant matter before plasma had a name. He was like, look at it.
Cool.
How nice.
It's radiating.
I think, I was going to say, I know that you're getting the niceness out of radiant as in like it's a radiant, the sun's looking radiant today.
Yeah.
But it's probably from radiation.
No, I think it would radiate light.
I think
it's radiating light.
Yeah, well, it does, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Like makes a lot of sense.
Mm.
I'm thinking about it more and more, and I think you're absolutely right, and I'm wrong. It is nice.
Thanks, man. It really means a lot.
Yeah. I got to try and piss into a bottle that I don't have.
When did you piss into a bottle? What was your...
So I went to the doctor I've told this episode.
Oh.
I've told this on a podcast before.
I do know the story.
I think, to be honest, I would have pissed in a bottle on a road trip or something at some point anyway.
Just for fun. But the road's there. Why didn't you piss on the road?
Well, maybe it can't. I don't know.
I have watched so many people pissing on the road.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
I don't know
when
them, but I drive
cock,
past.
It
and
does
they...
make it easier to piss anywhere you want.
I wish I could wield
Which
cock,
is awesome.
But for a day.
Yeah. It is good. It is still a crime, and you've got to pick your battles, but, you know, it's a little
heavy
easier.
Heavy is the hand that wields the cock.
Heavy Absolutely. Is the hand that wields the cock. That
I had
is
to
true.
Publicly urinate the other night, because I tried to do the right thing. I went to a McDonald's. They had the toilet locked.
Melbourne fucking sucks for
Terrible.
Public bathrooms.
Yeah. Do you know what? I walked past a stranger in Sydney, and they were foreign, and they said when I was... Sorry. I walked past a stranger in Melbourne today, and they were, I think, from the US or Canada, and they said that they were really surprised at how little public toilets were here. They're like, Sydney has so many more public toilets. Yeah. Like 2 seconds of conversation I heard from a stranger was complaining about the lack of piss holes.
There's a some public toilets that have still got the signs up, and they're these like underground toilets.
Yeah.
But they've filled them in with concrete, but they still have the signs up.
Yeah, because
evil.
It's because the signs and stuff like that are fucking heritage listed because they're 100-year-old toilets.
Yeah. But they had toilets, fill them in with concrete.
Open it back up.
Yeah. But then I tried to go to a public toilet, one of those like futuristic silver pods.
Yeah.
And I pressed the button to open it, and the whole thing was flooded. There was water / piss all over the floor. There was like a soggy, like, I think a t-shirt or a dress that was just completely sodden with piss and toilet water. And I'm like, well, I tried. And then I pissed on the side of a building.
That's awesome.
That's my awesome story.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think the solve to those things are?
More public toilets.
Yes.
When I was in the when I did a tour of the UK,
wait, did you have anything else?
No, you know those ones that when you go into the toilet, they completely frost over.
Yeah.
So like they are pretty much clear and see through, and then when you go in and lock them, then they frost over.
Yeah.
Because then if you're going to do something crazy in there...
People will know straight away.
Yeah.
Is that why they them, I guess?
Do you know what? No, that's mean, because what if you have to do something crazy in there? I don't want... That would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. I've changed my mind.
I mean, those silver pod toilets that Hayden was talking about were engineered to try and be the cleanest and most hygienic toilets imaginable.
Yeah, I think they when they're working probably they clean themselves, but then they get clogged, but they still try and clean themselves.
And it just,
pissing.
Themselves.
Yeah, it's hostile. The lack of toilets in Melbourne is definitely hostile architecture.
Yeah, like,
it's intentional. It's an intentional fuck you to try and stop certain things from happening, and it stinks.
Mm.
And it also stinks because it means people piss outside.
Yes.
When I was in the UK one time, there was urinals installed that popped out of the ground.
That just, makes sense. Do that
just in public, and there were it was like a cross shaped. So if you were standing, people could see you were pissing, but from behind. So like, no dong on display.
I think having public urinals that are just like on the side of a building with like they're completely open, and just like maybe a little privacy shield.
Yeah.
So you're not slanging cock.
Yeah.
Wielding cock in front of people.
Yeah.
And then you just piss and it feels good.
Let's shut up a second. Design public toilets.
Oh, I would be so good a dictator, I think. I would fucking be awesome, I think.
You'd be the good one.
I think I would be. I'd be the first one.
Well, okay.
And I think I just wouldn't let absolute power corrupt me.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't.
It's actually easy.
Yeah.
Just be a good guy.
Yeah.
It's the same way that you can be cool without thinking you're cool.
Where did puss go?
Well, that's not my problem. That's not my department. So
I like pop-up trough. Just squat over a trough.
That's not... I think that no one will do that.
Have you done that before?
Yeah.
In...
China.
Okay.
They have long
a
troughs.
A long trough that you like, so you get onto it like you're getting on a horse?
Yeah.
And you just...
They're in the ground. They're on ground level. So like female urinals, long trough.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Long trough, you just pop a leg over, squat.
Yeah.
You're either looking at the back of someone or the front of someone.
Yeah. I think that wouldn't take off because I think when you're wielding cock, there's a long history of just pissing next to another guy with a cock. And so you're sort of like, this is how it is. But I think you couldn't introduce a urinal today if we weren't doing urinals. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I reckon you could.
It feels quite uncivilized.
It does, but I reckon you could do it.
You reckon?
Because I reckon...
You think if we installed troughs in Melbourne in the open, people would piss in them?
Okay, I forgot about the openness.
Yeah.
What
stops them pooing in them? Or do you both?
The urinals.
Yeah, I know, but like you sort of can't poo in a urinal because it's not built for it.
Yeah,
but you could piss in a trough very
People
easily.
Have shit in urinals before, but it is very hard to do because you have to put your ass cheeks up against
the
urinal.
You have to really
make
a big effort to shit in a urinal, but if you're going to shit in a trough, you could do it.
You don't even need to change your position.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
So it sort of has to be a piss and shit urinal.
So what about, some sort of urinal for puss,
mm-hmm.
but it has like almost like a big scooping arm. So you stand.
What?
So like, instead of like.
Does the arm move?
No.
I think I see.
Yeah. So you know, like drinking fountains, how they'll be like, don't think of it like a drinking fountain, but it'll be like a silvery arm.
If you're thirsty for piss, it
comes
perfect.
Out. And then at the end of it, it sort of falls up. You'd like drink out of it. And then all the water runoff from the drinking fountain goes back down into the.
Like a big shiwi.
Yes.
Wait,
like a big shiwi.
You lost me. So it's part urinal, part water fountain?
Yes, but you are the water. with
no, it's shaped like a waterfall.
Oh, okay.
You know, so
then you said something about the water. Okay, right. So
you got to pay attention, brother. You're too busy thinking about your other new successful podcast.
I was too busy about thinking about drinking piss. You put it in my brain. But what about different heights? If you're a different height of person,
isn't that an issue for?
No,
you have ground. You have Leonardo's go all the way to the ground.
Oh,
and even
all the way back at trough.
Yeah,
yeah, and trough is the answer. Even if you are shorter or taller, you just because people that are wielding cock can just aim differently.
Yeah, you can sort of piss up if you need to.
Yeah. I pissed out a window once in primary school. Was
you pissed
awesome.
Out a window?
In primary school?
Yeah. There was, a
window?
It was a urinal and it had a window above it.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
That was good.
What if it could?
Maybe I peaked in primary school.
Yeah.
Because I used to be able to piss pretty high.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You wouldn't
Luckily, bubbling wasn't invented yet.
Yeah. I don't think I would have bubbled.
You would have thought about it.
I would have thought about it. But I don't know if you know about this, Cass, but in, I think especially primary school, not really high school, because you're not 8 years old anymore.
Mm.
There's competitions to see how high up the wall you could piss.
Yeah.
Because
I've seen that in television, yeah.
Yeah. Because the urinal will be against the wall, obviously. And so, you know, I've seen boys piss on the roof. Okay.
That's
impressive.
That is big. And also, like, children are short, so they're starting from a disadvantage.
Yeah. I think I have. Yeah. Or maybe there was just a story of someone who pissed. Maybe it was, that seems more likely.
Yeah.
Ceiling piss.
It was just a, yeah. Oh, he pissed on the ceiling. Oh, my God. It's got a powerful cock.
That's an unbeatable stream.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Joel.
Joel, plumbing the Death Star, thumb cramps, baseless speculation.
Oh, yeah. All cancelled. Yeah, I'm done.
They're all done.
Yeah.
You can be full-time.
Weekly Muniz Hype
Weekly
Man.
Weekly Muniz Hype Man, yeah.
Slash architecture for public toilets.
Yes.
But only for dick ones.
Yeah. No, I reckon I can get
you
a
can
pussy
solve
one
it?
Too. Yeah.
What's your idea?
Well, okay. So the trick with the ideas you're having, Cass, is you're getting closer and closer to just designing cubicles.
Mm, that's true.
And what? Yeah, because basically what you're doing is you're forgetting that urinals for people with a penis, they're designed to save space.
Yeah.
They're not designed.
And it's like efficiency because you don't have to open a door. You don't have to fiddle around with the toilet.
But all of that stuff, it's not of like they're going space first and then efficiency is just a bonus.
Mm. So, and cleaning efficiency too.
Oh, yeah. So I think you just whack a cubicle though.
Yeah. Just more public toilets is a good answer.
I'm still pro trough.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.